Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World Class Rock.
92 City FM, World Class Rock. 6:08, Wednesday. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Good morning.
4 is the high for today. Going to be kind of a cloudy day. 0 right now.
All right, write this down because we're not going to tell you again. No, we'll tell you throughout the morning. But 6:35, it's a busy day. Lots of winning on the program. 6:35, $1,000 at Sleep Country Canada. That's awesome. 7:35, some passes to go see the Grand Slam of Curling, which started today. What's the date today?
Started yesterday, I think.
Started yesterday. Yeah, out in Selkirk. So we'll do that at 7:35. And then at 8:20... One Direction tickets. Just sounds funny to say.
Yeah. I know, right?
And 8:30, Toys for Boys, 4 bonus week, a chance to qualify.
Now, you know I hate Toronto. Most people do. For numerous reasons. I mean, they're scattered like a potpourri of why I hate Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the reasons I don't like Toronto, and I was explaining this to my wife's friend who was in town visiting from the GTA, Burlington to be specific, and she's like, have you ever been to Toronto? And I'm like, yes, I've been to Toronto. She's like, oh. I said, yeah, I'm not a huge fan. She goes, oh, is it too big for you? And I was like, no. I said, honestly, it's more the people.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, really? I find the people so nice because no one's really from Toronto. They just always kind of, you know, everyone's, there's a lot of Winnipeggers actually live in Toronto. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I can imagine. She goes, what is it? What is it about Toronto? I was like, honestly, it's just that center of the universe mentality. I'm just not a huge fan of that. They're like, everything's better in Toronto. And when it comes to work, only good ideas come out of Toronto. They'll send stuff down the pipe. They'll be like, oh, this is, we found this is really good. This worked really good with our morning show. You guys will do it. It's like, well, no. We have our own ideas here.
Mm-hmm.
We're not stupid people. But that's just that mentality of Toronto.
That might be, like, and I share some of the same frustrations about Toronto. But as far as the company, I think that might be just corporate structure in general. Where
maybe.
If it comes from us, in the big skyscraper here, it's got to be better. You know, I can't stand hearing about their sports teams all the time and that kind of crap. But as far as, now, when I visit, we've been a couple times in the last few years with Canadian Music Week. It's downtown. Mm-hmm. We're going to pubs and concert venues and whatever, restaurants. So it's a very small view of Toronto.
Mm.
But I've enjoyed myself in Toronto.
Don't get me wrong. I've had a good time when I'm there. But again, it's just the people. It's
crowded.
Horse blinders.
Yeah.
It's very American to the point where I think sometimes that, you know, if you ask someone from North Dakota about the Canadian geography, they don't have a clue.
Even though,
you know, they're like, dude, you're like 2 hours away from us.
Mm-hmm.
But with Toronto, it's kind of like the same thing. They're just in this bubble where they don't care about the rest of Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was funny. It took all of about 10 seconds for her to completely prove my point because she's like, I don't find that at all. This is my wife's friend, by the way, from Burlington.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't find that at all because, you know, when I come here, I feel so disconnected. Like, there's no support groups for moms because she's a mom as well. There's no support groups for moms. And I've looked, I really have. I'm like, I don't think you're looking hard enough. There's tons of support groups.
Yes.
No, in Toronto, there's all kinds of stuff.
Call 311. They'll set you up in 8 seconds.
Yeah, she's like, it's so wonderful in Toronto. There's support groups and we walk around the mall with our lattes and we just talk. And I was like,
is she dating, or is your wife's friend like Reese Witherspoon from Legally Blonde?
am I portraying it that way? I think because Reena always gives me a hard time that I give crappy voices when I speak about the women. Is this better though? It's better. No.
No. Oh, no. I wanted to punch your wife's friend in the face.
Excellent.
And now, what's trending?
Reena, you go first.
You know the movie Scream?
Of course.
Classic, I would say. MTV is turning it into a TV series. The network says that they are converting Scream into a 10-episode series, and it's going to start next October in time for next Halloween.
All right. I can be down for that.
Is that the hook? The heck of the guy with the hook hand?
I know what you did last summer.
I get those mixed up all the time.
No. Scream is like that ghost mask thing. Mm. But there is stabbing just with a regular knife, I guess.
Most horror movies got some stabbing, eh? Okay, I like Michael Jordan. My wife called me on this, I don't know, it was the last time we talked about Michael Jordan. I said I like him, and she's like, but you don't like LeBron James. You always call out arrogant dicks, but I don't know what it is about MJ. Maybe it's that he's the greatest of all time as far as basketball goes, so he's got the right to be a bit of a dick. I guess he must golf at the same club. He loves golf. He must golf at the same place as Keegan Bradley, PGA Tour member, because Keegan Bradley never messed with MJ. He tweeted out yesterday, hey, MJ, how does it feel to get beat by me every day at Bears Club? Go Hornets, because MJ is a owner of the... Charlotte Bobcats.
Bobcats, yeah.
Okay. So, MJ, he's not going to let that go. He gets back to him. Hey, Keegan, last time I looked, you were wearing my shoes. You don't see me wearing Air Keegan's.
It is kind of cool, though. Keegan Bradley, when he's wearing his golf shoes, he actually has Air Jordan golf shoes.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, which is super cool.
And I'm sure they're out there smoking stogies together all the time and having fun.
And betting a ton of money.
A little, a little fun between the two of them on Twitter.
All right, I'm sure you guys have heard about this, the Antares rocket failure. Literally seconds. It was carrying like $225 million worth of supplies and gear and experiments up to the International Space Station. And seconds after it took off, it was unmanned, which is the good news, or else we'd be all over this morning. It would have been huge news last night. But it's the worst part is these kids out in Kamloops, they had grade seven kids. They actually had an experiment that they talked to NASA and said, we'd like to put this on your space shuttle. And NASA's like, that's a really cool experiment. We're going to put that on our shuttle and spin it up the International Space Station. Well, now it got blowed up.
Oh.
It got all blowed up now, and they failed their science test.
You know, we've talked about it before on this show, how you always remember where you were for 9/11, for example.
Sure.
Or when someone famous dies. Well, the two big space shuttle disasters that I can remember two of them in my lifetime. And one of them we watched, I think, in school. The big one where the teacher...
Challenger?
I think that was it.
Yeah.
And it's always on live TV, so that makes it that much more riveting when one of them, when something goes wrong with them, because you're watching... Basically, people die on CNN.
They do it online now. Like, all their launches NASA does, they do them online. So that one was, I don't know, sometime around dinner time last night is when this thing went up and just kind of
fizzled. Glad it was unmanned.
So, yeah, that was the good news. All right, 6:22, that's what's trending today. City FM, world-class rock. When I come around, it's Green Day. 6:33, Wednesday morning, Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena is what you're currently listening to, and we hope that you do forever and ever. Amen.
4 is the high for today. Cloudy, 0 degrees right now.
Just channel Randy Travis. Huh? Forever and ever, amen.
Forever and ever, forever and ever. Forever and ever, amen.
My mom used to listen to country growing up. I remember that song.
I love that song.
Country was blasphemous in my house. My old man is a rock guy.
Oh, yeah?
Way back, oh, yeah.
Well, my folks, I give him credit. Like, it was the outlaw country sort. I mean,
so
I wouldn't call Randy outlaw, but at least it was, the badass country for the most part.
My old man, I can't remember which one it was. He says he either liked country or Western, but he says the two were very different. you had your country music, then there was Western music.
Sure.
I don't know which is which.
It was before country, especially the male musician. Well, no, even the female. Before they got really pretty. Now they're all really, a lot of them. Large part of country
Dolly
musicians.
Parton, come on.
No, that's what I'm saying. Well, okay, but I mean, she's not one of these. She's not, what's her name there? Underwood.
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, okay, she's country, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were a little bit sloppier back then. You think of Johnny Cash and George Jones and Waylon Jennings.
They were just piss tanks with guitars in their laps.
Exactly. Yeah, I find a lot of country, male country singers are very flashy. They love the rhinestones on their jeans.
Skin tight jeans.
Some of them don't even wear hats.
The sparkly
guitars.
How can
you be a country guy if you don't wear a goddamn hat?
Yeah,
they're not. Johnny Cash always just seemed like sweaty and hungover.
Johnny wouldn't even consider himself country though.
I think when he first came up, absolutely. As he got older and he started dabbling into more things, he transcended all of music. But when he first came along...
Now they all have faded jeans with the stitching that you can see.
Yeah.
The sparkles. I don't know.
Too pretty. Too pretty for me.
New country, honestly, to me, sounds like 80s rock. It really does.
Yeah, I'll go there.
Hey, Rena, I got to commend you because you've been kind of tough. Tougher about We all got to get tougher with Amao. We do. Because
this is a huge prize.
It's $1,000 gift card to Sleep Country Canada. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Ping.
Sure.
We got to be tough. Like if someone stumbles a little bit or whatever.
Well, they got to say Amaro, though.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, that guy, he didn't listen back, but I think he bumbled, but I didn't hear an Amaro.
So you're okay with the bumble?
I think so. As long as he's pausing
words, okay, though.
Rena,
out.
You're the cop on this one, then. All right.
Oh, like, I'm the bad guy.
No, bad girl. But no, you're it's right because they look at you and somebody you're like, so if you don't like it, you call it and they're gone.
Right.
All right.
On it.
Good morning, City.
Yo.
What's your name?
Bill.
Talk about how excited you are for the return of the NBA. Go.
I'm so excited for the return of the NBA with the three-point shots and the fadeaway. Oh, wait, I don't care about the NBA, but I still support the Raptors. Go Raptors. Who won the championship last year? Who cares? Where's the puck? Where's the boards? I want to see hockey. And now I'm talking about basketball. We got free throws and jump shots. And
You were rolling too, Bill.
Really, you were like 15 seconds away.
And doing it seamlessly.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to hire you for my job. Hi, City.
Hello. Oh.
Failed.
Good Hello. Morning, City. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi. Do you know how to play?
I'm sorry, do you what?
Do you know how to play? You know the rules? You know how it works?
Not really.
Okay. Okay. You got 60 seconds on the clock.
No, 30.
Or sorry, 30 seconds on the clock.
I'm gonna Do you know how to play, Rena?
I'm going to give you a topic, and then you have to just talk about that topic for 30 seconds without saying the words or oh, and then you could walk away with a $1,000 gift card, okay?
All righty.
So the topic is potato salad. Go.
Potato salad is the best in the world, especially if you have extra mayonnaise with radishes. The potatoes cannot be cooked. They have to be baked, and then that way they're crispy and oh so good, especially if you put in with bacon and radishes and celery and make it very creamy. Then that way everybody can enjoy potato salad all year long without doing it in the summer. You just eat it all winter. And then that way, when you're eating it in winter...
Yes.
All right,
yeah,
that's good.
Okay.
All right, all right. You made her. You made her. Good for you.
It was repetitive, but really, what's there to say about potato salad after 10 seconds?
You don't cook your potatoes?
And then... All right, hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. $1,000 gift card to Best Sleep Country Canada. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Ping.
You got to do it every time. Okay. Every time.
I'm going to be slow on it.
Another one to give away tomorrow morning, 6:37 now. 92 City FM, world-class rock at 6:45, Wednesday, halfway through the week. And Rena's going to make you really angry right now because she lied to you yesterday about Halloween and the temperature. So good luck, Rena.
Well, I didn't lie. Environment Canada lied. I didn't read their lies. So -2 for Friday. So,
you know what? -2?
It's sunny at least. But
-2 isn't awful.
No, it's not.
We've had years with snow.
It was snowing yesterday. It snowed yesterday.
It's kind of neat.
It's snow. Always,
well, you're still going to have to wear your coat under your costume. If that's cold enough for that. I
don't feel like this is the time of year when you see a little bit of snow and you go, oh, damn you! I feel like it's more April, May. That's when you're just loathe the snow.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I was reading this yesterday, and I'm not going to lie to you. Like, listen, I've made this very clear. I grew up Catholic and just kind of stepped away from Catholicism.
We all did, right? Yep. You did too, Rena. So did I.
Catholic
grew
up Roman school. Catholic. Yeah.
And it was some of, like, as you get older, and maybe this is just me, or maybe it's just us, but I think there's a few other people that are on our side here, but as you grew up, you had questions, and there was the questions that you kind of got from the Catholic Church was, you know, you kind of go, really? Because you'd look at some of the evidence through evolution.
Yeah. Well, the second I learned that masturbation was a sin, I was out.
I was like, bye.
Not
do
going.
Do I have to give anything back?
I'm practically Charlie Manson, man. I can't go to church.
But the, I mean, like, popes in the past have said, evolution is ridiculous. The Big Bang Theory is ridiculous. This new pope, I'll be honest with you, if he keeps pulling this stuff and saying the stuff that he's saying, I might start going back to church.
Yeah, he's bringing the Catholic Church out of 1955.
Have you heard his latest? Have you heard the latest?
I have not. What's he up to now?
Pope Francis declares evolution and Big Bang Theory are real.
Ooh.
And God isn't, this is a quote, isn't a magician with a magic wand.
Wow.
Right?
That's a huge statement.
That's unbelievable.
Better watch
like
himself.
Never in a million years.
Wow.
Because that was always the big thing. It's either you believed in God, you believed in the Catholic Church, or you believed in science and evolution and the Big Bang Theory.
Can
it
that,
was one or the other. There was no middle ground.
Can all the bishops get together and ask him to step down if they're not happy? Well, I'm just curious because I could see that like that's kind of a big thing. That's like the basis of the Catholic Church is that God, you know, created Adam and Eve and from the dust, like admitting to evolution is a big deal.
Yeah.
So I can just see them all being pissed.
He explained that both scientific theories were not incompatible with the existence of a creator, arguing instead that they require it. When we read about creation in Genesis, we run the risk of imagining God was a magician with a magic wand able to do anything, but that is not so, said Francis. I like this guy.
Yeah,
he's like him.
That's not the first thing he said that makes like that's made you go, wow, it's about time. There's been a whole bunch of things ever since he got in.
Well, a few weeks ago, he finally said that the Catholic Church is now going to acknowledge gay marriage. They're not going to say it's right, but they're going to acknowledge that it is a relationship and that it does happen and that it is okay.
Up next, they're
going
to let priests
have sex, have wives and stuff like
Why
that?
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Oh, come on. At this point, they should.
Oh, yeah, they should.
Yeah. Hey, one step at a time. Let's not, you know, let's not put the cart before the horse, but it's trending in the right direction, which is actually really kind of nice to see.
It is.
6:47 now. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Coming up after 7 o'clock, oh, we got a really nice show for you. We got Grand Slam of Curling tickets, and we're going to get nerdy for a sec, Rena. Comic-Con. Comic-Con is this weekend.
Oh, boy.
92 City FM, world-class rock. Phil, you're more of that generation. Was there ever a guy that, like, would, like, owned the jukebox where you just, like kind of like Fonzarelli, where you just, like, lean against it and be like, no, I'm running the jukebox?
I think that was even before my time.
Yeah?
Yeah, we, like, when we would go hang out, it was at a bar where it was a DJ or someone's party. Someone would, you know, inevitably work the CD player. It didn't really matter. But, no, I didn't really deal with that. I do remember going to Garbanzo's, which is still around, and they had a jukebox, and my dad would give us change, and we'd shuffle over and pick our songs. That was fun. I like messing around with a jukebox. It'd be nice to have one in the house. Did you think about buying one?
A jukebox? No.
Yeah.
No.
I think it'd be cool to have in the house.
No, my experience with the jukebox, I never got to, well, maybe when I was really young, they had the old the records. But for me, it was a bigger memory at my local Boston Pizza when I was a kid. They had the CD jukebox.
Nope. Oh, yeah.
That one is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Loved that one.
Just picking songs was, you know.
It was a big decision.
I used to waitress at a BP's, and we had that CD jukebox. And in the lounge, sure enough, at least once a week, I would have to teach some drunk guy how to use the stupid thing.
Can I get my smokes out of this thing? God damn it, man, you're phone out of sugar.
Pumpkins. I want to hear Smashing Pumpkins or Smash Mouth or Alanis Morissette, whatever was
it. I want to hear Roxette Joyriding. Love that jam.
7:05 now, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena.
Cloudy today with a high of 4, we're at 0.
Morning Wood will be out momentarily. It's got all your latest news, sports, weather, the Daily Crush, which is a very popular item.
Well, Rena, why... Why not put it in the exact same time as Halloween? This weekend, we're looking at Central Canada Comic-Con.
Yeah!
Yes, just 4 days, 2 hours, 54 minutes, and 47 seconds left until the doors open at Comic-Con this year down at Convention Center.
So this is going to sound like I'm ribbing you, Wheeler, but like the whole family dresses up for this?
No, here's the thing. So
like Batman. Or
No. Like I'll throw on a Star Wars T-shirt.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not going full cosplay. And don't get me wrong, I love the cosplay, and cosplay is basically short for costume play.
Mm.
So I mean, like literally, even if you just want to stand in line or drive by the RBC Convention Center this weekend, just seeing the costumes. It's worth it.
Oh, God.
It's worth the price of admission. Yeah. And this is the Central Canadian Comic-Con, which is really good, and it's getting bigger and better every year. Nothing compared to down to San Diego. That's like the mecca of Comic-Cons. That's where they show the clips of all the new movies, like all the things that are speculated. They'll have panels with like Robert Downey Jr. and the entire, you know, Avengers
team. So is that this weekend as well, or is that a different time of year?
That's a different time of year.
It's a big Comic-Con.
Yeah,
okay.
Different time of year. But if you're a big fan of The Hobbit, Phil, the characters Biffer, Dwalin, Gloin, Feely, and Ori are all going to be there signing autographs. It's going to cost you $120 to get a photo with the guys.
Not for me, but you know what? My niece, I take her to The Hobbits. There's been two of them, right? She's a fan. She's read all the books, so I've taken her to the past two. It's kind of a tradition. Maybe she'll be into that.
Well, if that's not your thing, then Tito Santana.
Now you're getting more up my alley.
Jake the Snake Roberts are going to be there signing autographs.
Is he going to have Damien with him, his snake?
I don't know. I wonder how many snakes he's gone through over the years.
I'm sure a bunch.
Yeah.
Maybe not. But one of those live for a really long time.
So. Too, yeah.
It's probably the same one. Yeah. It'll probably outlive him.
Rena, are you a fan of Lost Girl?
I don't know any words you're saying right now.
Lost Girl, I'm not into this one either. I don't even know what it is. I think it's on the WB.
I have no idea.
Speaking a different... You might as well be speaking Russian to Rena right now.
this one's... I'm excited about Rena. River City Jedis, which is the Jedi training camp. Here in Winnipeg, they're going to be having... Oh, yeah.
We have one of those?
Yep, you're goddamn right.
And you run it?
No.
No.
I'm looking forward to checking this
advisor.
Out. Because on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they're going to be doing lightsaber battles with some of their students.
Wow.
I've seen this before.
Have you seen it before?
On TV.
On role models, except the...
I think Shaw did an expose on Jedi University, or whatever that's called.
Wow.
Go ahead. Make fun all you want, guys.
We are.
Make fun all you want.
I look forward to seeing the pictures on Instagram.
Yeah!
Well, it's also going to be pretty busy in that area downtown. Today is Wee Day, by the way. So just keep a heads up if you're driving downtown.
So like 100,000 school kids go downtown?
It's going to be like all from all over the province, all over everywhere. It's just full of kids, and it's supposed to be like just inspiring change and getting them up to date with like global, you know, issues and that kind of thing.
And there's a bunch of like guest speakers and live music.
Yeah,
and
it's
all
a huge,
kind of
huge
stuff,
thing. So there'll be lots of kids walking around downtown today, so just be cautious.
All right, very cool. 7:08, we got more stuff to give away, including the Grand Slam of Curling, which started in Selkirk yesterday. Passes coming up in 20 minutes. 92 City FM, world-class rock. At 7:12 is Halloween. It should be scary. 7:20 right now. Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena, good morning.
4 is the high for today. Mostly cloudy. 0 right now.
Got this this talking skeleton inside a crystal ball at home that we put out. It's motion censored for Halloween, so when kids walk by, blah, blah, blah.
Did you get that at Canadian Tire?
Probably. My wife
I've seen
it,
and I've wanted to buy it so bad.
It's and the it's cool. It tells really cheesy jokes, so it's kind of funny. I'm thinking about bringing it in here Halloween morning.
I like the one at
kids love it, by the way.
I love it.
I like the one at Halloween Spirit, like the ultimate Halloween store where you can put it underneath like a doormat. And when people step on it, the spider is like, and it jumps out at you.
Oh,
those ones are awesome.
They got some crazy, scary stuff there. Those, like, life-sized dead bodies or whatever, things that, like, move like that. Or can they have, like, this little girl on a swing, and you just kind of hang it from your tree, and her head spins. I'm like, oh, God.
And, Liz, like,
as a kid, I would never trick-or-treat
at
those.
It's a fine line scaring the kids, because you got a lot of, like, 3- and 4-year-olds come to the door, and... Yeah. It's not as much fun scaring them as it is, say, 10-year-olds.
Well, there was a couple years ago where I think it was in Winnipeg that someone made a fake car accident on their front lawn for Halloween, and they got in huge trouble.
Yeah. Why were they getting in trouble?
Well, they had like an old vehicle, so they kind of made it look like it was hitting the house, and they had like a fake dead body with blood. So people were stopping and thinking there was an actual accident and running over to see if this person was okay when
it was
just a dummy.
I don't know. When I think Halloween, I don't think horrific car accidents.
Is it not horrifying? Yeah, is that horrifying?
Is it
horrifying? Boom.
No, I think
it.
Vampires and mummies.
It's more gruesome than anything. It's, I don't know. Halloween.
You love Halloween, Rena.
I know, but car accident does not make me think of Halloween.
Yeah, I've never associated a car accident.
Maybe if there was
Halloween.
Like a hook in the handle or something, but it was like just a really gruesome looking car accident scene. And I think that like, his neighbors petitioned to get
it
taken
down.
I'm
with you on that, Rena. I'm not sure about that. That's
weird about it.
Too much.
All right. This happened late in the show, right around the NHL report, which is coming up again this morning at 10 to 9. This happened.
Oh, no.
Swear to God, this happened.
So bottom line is, the Jets, who have won 2 of 3, better bring their A game tonight as the kickoff a four-game road trip.
Four games, yeah. So they'll be playing in the Metropolitan Division.
They've got the Rangers on this trip, too. They've got Chicago. I'm not sure. I can't remember the fourth team. Oh, Jersey. Yeah, it'd be Jersey. Yeah.
All right, there you go. All right, that's your NHL report. That's four goals. Four goals the Jets are going to score tonight. If they score four, I hope you get the hiccups more often because we're going to use that as our litmus. All right, so we're back live. That's what happened yesterday because you had the hiccups while we're doing the NHL report.
I did. I couldn't get them to stop.
And they said, however many hiccups you have during the NHL report is the amount of goals the Jets will score. Now, did you hear at the end there?
All right, that's your NHL report. That's four goals. Four goals the Jets are going to score tonight. If they score four, I hope you get...
So, we'll need you to get hiccups tomorrow for the Devils game. Yeah. Can you do that? How do you get hiccups?
Wait, what was the final score in the Jets game?
4-3. 4-3.
Wow.
Right?
It's craziness. So, go get hiccups tomorrow. What is it you do to get hiccups?
I don't know.
Can you guarantee them?
How do you get... I think you just... If you're really excited...
Drink? If I drink a lot,
No wonder my wife never gets the hiccups. Go, Jets. Go back in action tomorrow night.
Go, Jets, go! I'm psychic.
Hey, your hiccups are.
Cool.
But listen, we're giving away One Direction tickets. The show's coming up at IG Field. This is the boy band. We're giving tickets away at 8:20 this morning. I knew we'd get a little bit of backlash from people.
Our listeners are hardcore. They don't like it when we stray, even when it's for a good reason.
I get it. But, you know, look at it this way. I mean, we've given away, gift baskets for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
You know, nice little soapy scents and all that other crap that chicks dig. We've given that away for Mother's Day.
When do we do that?
We've done that over Mother's Day. We've given away flower packages and romancing packages. We do that. We've done that numerous times.
All right.
So the way I look at it, this is for your daughter or for your son or somebody that's into the band One Direction. Makes you look like a goddamn hero. So what's wrong with that?
We might have to hold a referendum
We're not playing the song.
We might want to hold a referendum on it with our listeners sometime this week and see if they like us doing this.
I'm fine with that.
Because
people are actually mad about it?
I've heard some negativity. station. Well, we're a rock station.
I know, but it's funny.
We're not playing the
One
music.
I know, but you give very comical. Look at them.
You give away tickets.
We're not hilarious.
We're not a sports station, but we give away football tickets. And
judging by
tickets.
The amount of men who listen to our station, what do men? I would say we're sports rock. You know, with some lifestyle splattered in, more so than One Direction.
Well, we have One Direction news, and we're not a movie station, but we give away movie passes. I don't know. It's tickets.
Boycott phoning in and winning the tickets then. I doubt that'll happen. The phones will still light up. Everyone's still going to want them.
Speaking of tickets, the Grand Slam of Curling started yesterday up in Selkirk. They had the opening ceremonies, and wow. I mean, it's curling season is upon us.
Manitoba.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you live in the prairies, you love Chuck and Rocks, and we got passes to give away right now. 780 City, CITI 2484. Let's grab a caller on the line here real quick. Hello, and what is your name?
Andrew.
Hello. Andrew. Okay, Andrew, you're very lucky. You get to do nothing. I'm going to ask Rena a series of questions regarding curling. Do you think she will get at least half of them right?
No.
No. All right.
By the way, these tickets are the women's and men's final, November 2nd.
Ooh, very cool.
So this is, we're not playing here.
That's for Sunday.
Yeah.
Very nice. Okay, Rena, you have to get half these right. We'll do morning 2-4 here. Four questions. Get two of them right. And, if you get two of them right, he loses. He thinks you're only going to get one out of four.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
This is a glossary of curling terms, okay? Yeah. The hack. What is the hack, Rena?
It's where you push out of with your feet or whatever.
I think you barked at the wrong tree here. She joined a curling league a couple years ago.
But I got asked to leave because it wasn't good.
It's my wife's team that asked you to leave, wasn't it? Sorry about that.
It's okay.
All right, Rena, what is the hog line?
I was embarrassed.
What is the hog line?
Oh, you have to get the rock past the hog line, otherwise it's disqualified. Like when you're throwing the rock. Like it has to go past that line.
I'm not going to accept that. You can't go past the hog line while still touching the stone. You have to let it go.
Okay.
The hog line.
I see.
All right. So you're still alive here, Andrew. Okay. Next question, Rena. What is the? Let's see here. Skip. What is a skip?
The skip is like the leader of the team. They stand at the other side of the ice and they decide where. With the brush, you know, they give you the markers.
They throw. Where do they throw in the team?
Like, first,
I think we're not going to accept that. She said first.
You knew what it was, but it was.
You guys are asking questions on questions on questions. There's
you got to make sure you know what
happening?
It means.
Okay.
You knew what it meant, Rena.
Whatever. But, I'll take it wrong. I don't care. It's curling.
All right. Finally, Rena, what is a burned stone? What is a burned stone?
When it gets knocked out.
Stone. No.
When it goes right through the house and doesn't hit anything and then hits the back?
A stone in motion touched by a member of either team or any part of their equipment, burned stones are removed from play. So Rena only got one for four, which means Andrew got the tickets.
Attaboy!
Way to go.
Yeah.
You were nervous, weren't you?
Yeah.
When you found out that she used to play. Yeah.
Hang on the line, we'll grab some details from you. 7:40 is the time. The scoop's coming up in five. 92 City FM World Class Rock. What?
Good line. That's a great line.
That's a good trade.
If your wives could hear you off the air.
That's why it's called off air.
Right. Exactly.
And Rena will never tell. Never.
I'll never tell.
You keep that in the vault. That's pretty listen, much. That's man code. What we talk about off air.
I don't have a penis. Therefore, the code does not apply to me. So
you're in this room.
You're dumb for talking about
family
that
stuff values,
in front of
Rena.
Me.
Family values.
You. That goes a long way. We trust you.
That's too bad.
7:47 now. Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena, good morning.
4 is the high for today. It's going to be cloudy. We're at 0 this morning.
Listen, we all have enough dirt on each other that I think we trust each other with with the secrets.
Excellent point. That was basically a threat, Rena.
Yeah.
The bone phone is essentially daily festivus for the masses, the airing of grievances. We'll do that at 8:05 right now, though.
The Scoop with Rena J. Brought to you by Enns Brothers. The fun starts here. At your one-stop, on-the-spot adrenaline headquarters for all things power sports. Visit EnnsBrothers.com.
MTV is looking to turn a horror movie classic into a TV series. The network says they are converting Scream into a series of 10 episodes. The show will begin next October for Halloween.
And in case you forget Scream, here's the opening scene.
Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
Tell me your name, I'll tell you mine.
Your pizza is here.
Come out back and get it.
Just like you ordered, extra sausage.
And extra cheese.
Okay.
That was Wheeler's
too
line.
Many
last time it came up. Oh, extra sausage.
Memorized. Amanda Bynes. Now, she's that Disney star who had that, you know, psychotic break, so to speak, and was taken away by her parents.
She's taken over for Lindsay Lohan as the train
time.
Wreck.
Yeah. Big time. She went into rehab and psychiatric hold for a few months, and she got released a couple months ago, and then she went crazy again. She was seen, you know, drunk on her bike, riding around New York. She was going into stores and, like, dancing around and just being crazy and, like, yelling at people in the streets. Just totally nuts. Anyways, her parents have been awarded custody of her again, even though she's over 18. Like, they have to, their guardianship, they're watching her, basically,
money.
All of her accounts, everything.
That's what that means, I figure, when I hear that they're taking over her
Britney Spears' dad did that for her when she shaved her head and went crazy there. But her parents have released some, her net worth. She's worth $5.7 million. And they said of that, in the last year, $2.8 million she spent on extensive purchases, buying anything from makeup to jewelry, watches, crazy stuff, and then walking out on the streets of New York and giving these items away. So that's how her parents ended up winning the right to take over her accounts, is because she's giving away her money and her stuff.
Yeah, you can burn
so her money.
She'll thank them someday, though. Someday she'll go, Mom and Dad, I have some money.
You know, I thought it was kind of cute that she was kind of doing something nice with this money, like buying all this stuff and like giving. I think the story that I'd read was she gave a really expensive $2,000 watch to a homeless man. So, you know,
if she gets control of herself and stops being a train wreck and still wants to do that, fine. But it doesn't sound like she's in control of her means right now.
Yeah. Former Major League slugger Jose Canseco blew his middle finger clear off his hand while cleaning his handgun in Las Vegas.
Why is it that you always hear these redneck stories about cleaning my gun, I lost half my hand.
Jose Canseco.
I shot my dick off.
Yeah, she said.
Lost an ear.
His fiance is the one who called 911. She says that he was sitting at the kitchen table in their house, cleaning the gun when it just went off. She says he didn't know it was loaded.
How do you not
check that?
The shot
ripped right through his middle finger. Finger on his left hand and tore it right off.
The first thing you check, is this gun loaded? No? Okay. It'd be safe to clean, nah.
Jose's been a mess since he retired and during his playing days,
too. Come to think of it, Oscar Pistorius probably would have gotten away with it. He said, I was cleaning my gun and it went off and shot through the bathroom door.
Well, that's a better story than his.
Yeah, I thought it was an intruder taking a poop.
Anyway, doctors are going to try and save what's left of his finger. Apparently, there's a bit of a stump left, but they said that he's probably never going to be able to move it, have mobility in that joint anymore.
Never a bad time for a Seinfeld reference, like when Kramer saved the pinky toe.
Right.
He took the bus all the way to the hospital with the pinky toe, remember?
That's right, that's right.
Great episode.
And finally, just because this is amusing, Kim Kardashian has a secret ambition. No, it's not porn. She wants to analyze murder scenes and catch the killer. She says,
like Columbo, but Kim.
Unbelievable. She says that she thinks she is able to be a forensic investigator because I like looking at crime scenes. She says that she has called attorneys' offices when she knows they're dealing with big cases, or gets her people to call them to ask if she can tag along. And she's actually gone on tag-alongs, like ride-alongs with police officers and stuff, because
the cops
she's so
are like,
into
sure,
crime.
Get in, Kim.
God. Yeah, CSI, cute, stupid, and insignificant.
I think she meant foreskin investigator. That's a scoop.
Now the Bone Phone. Brought to you by Advance Electronics, with not a cent to pay for 1 year OAC. No interest, no admin fees, no prepaid taxes. During the Advance Great Fall Sale. On now.
All right, when you're the biggest rock station in Western Canada, your listeners have an attachment. They have a passion for your station, and they want you to stick to your image, I suppose. So this kind of a call isn't a big surprise.
WTF, One Direction, what's next? Celine Dion, Cher? I think you guys are going in the wrong direction.
Well, you're making Rena happy with some of those.
Clever, but if you're going
to love Celine Dion, but Cher.
If you're going to be talking in acronym, you sound like the type of guy who has kids and kids that might be into One Direction.
That's a very valid point. Don't say LOL and WTF and then call and bitch about One Direction.
but I get it. People, you know, it's not our band. Well, you know, why are we giving away tickets?
Because we thought it was funny.
It's for... but you can respect what he's saying, though.
Oh, yeah,
His passion for what we do as a rock station. Yeah. So, you know, but we're doing it for people out there who have kids who need to you know, who makes guys, them look like heroes.
Guys who listen to rock and roll have kids that listen to One Direction. Right. That's just the way it goes.
By the way, my niece called and was asking for tickets for One Direction yesterday. She's like, can I win? I'm like, no, not another. Another Aubrey can't win the tickets. Sorry, sweetie. The Friendly Giant has come up a couple of times on the show.
Sure.
The
last, yeah,
yeah. You guys are wondering about the name of the rooster?
Rusty.
Friendly Giant. It was Rusty the Rooster and Jerome the Giraffe.
Right.
And it's a quality morning program for little kids such as you guys have got.
Okay.
Love the Friendly Giant. Yeah,
I didn't know it was still on, honestly.
No, it's not. Well, maybe on retro TV or something, but no, I don't
it's
think
it's featured on Treehouse or anything like that.
No.
Okay. Let's go to this one here.
Yeah, this is with regards to the BC Lions fan. Oh, God.
Oh, this woman called yesterday.
Yeah.
It was highly critical of Winnipeg sports fans.
She's saying, like, I'm not even a Bomber fan. I'm a Lion fan. But you guys need to support your team and maybe they play better.
She had some reasonable points. We tend to chase, when you're overly passionate, sometimes you chase good players out of town. There's been a lot of heat on Drew Willey, and I think some of it unfair.
I phoned in and complained about Winnipeg fans being too hard on their teams and everything. Listen, the only thing that Winnipeg fans want, we want to win. And that's all we want. We have a long tradition of winning here, and we only accept the best.
I the Bombers have had their success in the past, but I don't know about a tradition of winning of late.
Not of late, no.
It's been a while since we had a Grey Cup.
It's been pretty. We actually have only longest drought in the Canadian Football League.
But I see what he's saying. This is a passionate sports
fan. Our time is coming.
I'll tell you what right now. Both sports teams, Jets and Bombers and Gold Eyes, would stand up and tell you right now, throw the Bisons in there too, that they don't want a fan base that is ambivalent, that goes, man, win or lose, who cares? No, no.
You want a passionate fan base.
Right, exactly. Yeah. A knowledgeable, passionate fan base. And it's been a while since we had one of these wheels. Somebody blaming the Bombers' poor season on you.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Wheeler, I just wanted to say, I was predicting that the Bombers are going to win, and then they lose. I'm starting to conclude that this is your problem and your fault.
Yep, absolutely. Shame on me being positive. Shame on me for being positive and wanting the team to win. I'll start predicting that they're going to lose from now on. How would you like that? Wouldn't that sound so much better? I'd be ran out of this town.
Blaming it on jinxes or predictions is like blaming it on the uniforms they're wearing.
Yeah.
They never win when they wear those uniforms. Come on. Really? Halloween, I guess we get, I think we wind up in this conversation every Halloween about politically political correctness,
right?
Not being the kids not being allowed to wear certain costumes.
Hey, here's a question for all the other parents out there. I have kids in elementary. I was told yesterday my kids aren't allowed to wear anything scary for Halloween. I get the no gun stuff, but they're not allowed to wear fake blood or any kind of costume that would scare other kids. What if kids are scared of clowns, dogs, cats, stuff like that? Like, how far are we going? Like, what the hell has happened to Halloween?
Basically, you have your choice of dressing up as any character from Frozen, and enjoy.
Transformers, stuff like that.
That's scary.
I guess it could scare someone. Violence.
Dress up as a Decepticon.
I saw a story on the news that there's lots of groups trying to boycott any cultural-related costumes. So, you know, like Chinese princess or like Pocahontas, any of those. They're trying to get any cultural related.
All right, then you know what? The Asian kids aren't allowed to dress up as Iron Man. Boom. I said it. What? How is that any different? How is that any goddamn different? If a kid a Chinese kid or a black kid dresses up as a white character, what if a black kid wants to dress as Captain America? Is he not allowed because it's culturally insensitive? That's bullshit. That's the whole idea of dressing up, is being something you're not.
Yeah. And it's not all, like, everything doesn't have to come down to, you know, oh, you're clearly offending another person or another gender. No.
I would love to dress up as Pocahontas. She's one of my favorite Disney characters. But, you know, it's something you consider. You think, like, I would be nervous to do that. I wouldn't want to risk offending somebody. I wouldn't paint my face brown, but I'd have the black hair with the feathers and the cool outfit and the mucklucks. Like, I think it would be so much fun. And, I just don't want to offend anybody, so I would never wear that costume.
Yeah, I want to go. I want to go Shaquille O'Neal, but I know I can't do it.
No. Because you're not tall enough.
Right.
You got a bone to pick?
Yeah. 92 City FM World Class Rock, 848. Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena, good morning.
4 is the high for today. Mostly cloudy. 0 right now.
Stories we missed coming up at 9:15 this morning. Your chance to share with the show. Like, show and tell. But with stories and stuff.
We should do that. We should do a show and tell version on this show. Be a lot of fun. Bring in stuff from the house.
Check it out. Found this old CD.
I remember bringing my Millennium Falcon in one time. this kid was jealous. He tried to break it.
That's, you know what, though?
Full-on fight in daycare, man.
At my kids' daycare / preschool, they have show and tell. And I always, you know, Jack wants to bring in all his best stuff. And I'm like, hey, the only thing about it, man, is the other kids are going to want to play with this. And you're not, you know, you're still learning how to share. So that usually, good point. He winds up bringing in something like some book he doesn't even like that much or something. Don't bring your cool stuff in because you don't want to share.
And now the parents at home are thinking, man, do they have anything for that kid at home? It's got an old beaten up tattered book. What is that? War and Peace?
Brought the same bad Curious George book every week for show and tell.
8:49 now. We learn the morning, Philly and Rena. We did do the weather already. Let's do it one more time just because I didn't hear it. I wasn't listening.
Okay, 4 is the high for today. It's going to be cloudy. We're at 0.
92 City FM NHL Report, brought to you by MurrayChevrolet.ca.
All right, so yesterday at this time, if you remember, Rena, hiccups the entire time we did this report, and we said for every hiccup she has during this report is the amount of goals the Jets will score. Do you remember how many hiccups you had yesterday during the NHL report, Rena?
4.
Boom! Not too many the Jets scored last night. 4-3 winners against the Islanders. Ah!
Although, during the traffic, you were counting for what the score the other team would have, and I also hiccuped 4 times.
But they ended up with 3.
They ended up with 3, so
pretty goddamn good.
I'm not doing so well.
What are you talking about? You
called the Jets goal count.
Yeah.
I guess.
Guzzle a 2-liter of Stone Cold right before we do the Jets report tomorrow, or the NHL report.
Well, if I have to, it's for work.
Yeah.
Exactly. You got to bite the bullet sometimes. Right. Jets continue their road trip against the Rangers. Jersey tomorrow. And then the Rangers.
And then, and then the Chicago. To finish off the trip.
Well, hopefully Corey Schneider, as good of a friend as he is, hopefully he has another off night like he did last night against the Penguins.
Yeah, he got pulled. Not great.
5 goals and then another 3 led in by Clemens. And so the, hopefully the...
The Devils are beatable. I mean, yeah, this is...
Sure they are.
The way the Jets started it out, beating the Islanders, now you go beat the Devils before you get into the really tough teams, the Rangers and the Hawks. It'd be nice to get tomorrow night, too.
Absolutely. Jets on the TV and the radio tomorrow night, but keep listening to 92 City FM because Howard Manshine is way better. 8:51, stories we missed coming up after 9. 92 City FM, world-class rock. That's your 820 Rock Riff this morning. Plug that in at 92cityfm.ca. Get yourself some points. You could get a last-minute entry into Toys for Boys for the Temptation. $40,000 in prizes, including that Smart Song, Smart LED, 46-inch television, concert and event tickets for a year. What? That Phantom Drone quadcopter from Photo Central. Buddy of mine got one of these.
Yeah.
Loves it.
Let me ask you this about a smart TV. They don't have rabbit ears? No. so when you want to watch Rogers Game Center, for example, which I have.
Yeah.
I hook up the laptop to the TV right now, but you just go to, like, if you can get that app on the TV.
I'm pretty sure you can because you can download apps to your TV. So I don't see why not. I haven't bothered yet.
Okay.
Just because honestly, I haven't gotten a lot of
hockey watching.
And if I am watching hockey, it's usually
on your phone or
on the phone when I'm in the crapper or watching the Jets games on TSN there.
Why don't you try that for me? Cause that honest to God, if it sounds having a smart TV, I just. Every day I want one more and more. So.
All right, I'll try and download it today. I'll let you know.
See if it works that way.
Yeah, for sure.
4 is the high for today. It's going to be cloudy. We're at 0 right now.
And again, 8:30. Next chance at Toys for Boys 4.
Yeah, it's coming up here in a few minutes. Right now, though, I know we're getting some heat for this, and understandably so. But in the grand scheme of things, it's concert tickets.
Yeah.
We're getting you out for a night with your kids. Or say
your buddy. A couple of dudes.
No, not allowed.
I'm going to surprise your daughter for Christmas is coming up. These tickets are going to be hard to get.
We're saving you money is what we're doing. And look at it this way. Maybe you're a dude who doesn't have kids. But maybe you're a dude who's into a chick that has a little brother or sister or a niece or nephew.
That's a good in.
That's a huge
in. She has to date you for at least 6 months once you hook up tickets.
Wow. You'll get laid.
When it comes to a 10 to a 16-year-old, these tickets are literally golden tickets. Oh. These are the Willy Wonka tickets.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, when my niece phoned me yesterday, and she's in grade 8, I hope, in that area, though. Her voice was shaking. Like, could you give me One Direction tickets? I told her to look into it.
One Direction, 780 City, CITI, 2484. Let's grab someone on the line here. What's your name?
Daniel. Yeah.
All right, Daniel. I can tell you're listening online, but do you have a daughter, or who are these tickets for?
It'd be my daughter. Yeah.
Your daughter. How old is she?
15.
So you got a good relationship with your daughter, I'm assuming. Tell me this. Can you name at least 2 members of One Direction?
Oh, geez, she's gonna kill me. Harry?
Is she there?
No, she's, well, I'm in Norberg right now. Oh. I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
Harry's right, yeah. That's one. That's the only one I know.
He named one member?
Liam?
Yeah. I think there's a, right?
Are they British?
Yeah.
There's got to be a Liam in the band then.
I know Simon put them together from that show there. They're all individual singers or something.
You know, the fact that you know that much means you'll lose.
No,
I'm totally kidding.
It's a good dad answer.
Yeah, you know a lot more about them than I would.
Much more. You know what? Good for you. Hang in line. We're going to hook you up with some tickets so you can take your daughter to that show, all right? 8:23 now. That's okay. That's it. We're done. We're done with the One Direction ticket.
Yeah.
No more One Directions. We thought it would be fun, but apparently people are starting to hate on us a little bit more. Exactly. All right. Toys for Boys for the Temptation is next.
Toys for Boys for the Temptations.
All right, been through 86 calls off the air. We'll write a raffle through the last ones here. 87.
Five left.
Nah. 88. Hi.
89. 89. 90, sorry.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Very close. Close.
Hello, you're 91. Sorry.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Yeah, yeah. Hi.
Good morning.
What's your name?
My name is Jasmine.
Oh, Jasmine.
Jasmine. What is that? I'm 92.
Yeah. Jasmine, you are caller 92.
Yahoo!
Give me a hug. Give me a hug, Jasmine, through the phone.
I'm going to give you a hug.
Yeah. That felt good.
So, Jasmine, now you have a choice.
I've been trying.
Okay, we don't care. Listen, you got your option of getting in for the $40,000 grand prize at Enns Brothers. You know the package. You've heard about it for the past 2 months. Do you want in for the grand prize, or do you want to go for the toy box?
I'm going to go for the toy box.
Ooh, gonna go for the toy box. All right, here we go.
Oh, did I say toy box?
A $150 party stuff gift card.
All right, you got yourself $150 to party stuff. Good for you.
Am I not qualified to?
Nope.
I forgot. Yeah, oh, shit.
Oh, did you misunderstand? I feel bad for Jasmine.
It's all right.
Okay.
Hey, but hey, you got $150 of party stuff. Right before Halloween, you can go grab some stuff to dress up as or put in front of the house.
Okay, I'm so excited. That's why.
Excellent.
Okay. Hang tight, Jasmine.
Hang on, Jasmine. 8:38.
Now, stories we missed on 92 City FM. World class rock.
I think you had the story about a month and a half ago, if memory serves me correctly, Rena. It's back in the news, so technically it's still a story we missed. But remember when you were talking about the Air Canada pilots that had the porn?
Yep.
You remember that?
Yeah, they were bringing porn on the plane.
Apparently it's worse than they thought. To the point now where a lot of female pilots are saying it's ridiculous. One of them's thinking about taking stress leave. Like they're saying that like these male pilots are leaving it in plain view. Like when they get into the cockpit, like we're and a few of the
like
dudes
on the browser history. They have a computer in there. Or
no,
you mean
like
porn
mags?
Bringing,
like magazines into work.
Like a few of the guys are saying no. What it is like they're getting confused. What it is like when you go to Vegas and you're walking down the street and those people are like flip, 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 here, take this.
All the
like,
sex cards,
sex cards, and the pamphlets and the flyers. Yeah. It's just one of those. Like it ends up in the cockpit or whatever. If you know we're jumping on the flight if we're going to the airport in the morning, and the women are saying no, there's full female genitalia, like just basically lying there on in the cockpit and stuff. So, yeah, it's a little worse. And it's unfortunate because some people are reacting to the story by saying, well, I don't know if I wanted a plane flown by somebody who's got thin skin like that. Like, what's going to happen if something really goes down?
Yeah.
They're going to take stress leave over a picture.
You can't bring porn to work at the end of the day. It's just
workplace. Whether you work on a plane or whether you
no matter where you work, you can't work at Boston Pizza and bring porn to the kitchen. You just don't do that. Like, you're flying a plane. People's
excellent
lives are.
Point, Rena. I might make you my assistant in the human resources department.
Seems like common. Thank you,
keep
Phil.
Keep talking like that.
What if it's art? What if I consider it art? Huh? What if it's art?
Oh, God.
See, I try to drop hints to ladies around the office by leaving, like, swank on their desk.
Smart.
Like, hey, this could be us.
Right.
But, see, that's different.
You consider it art until you photocopy your penis.
Check out page 5. I taped
it's
your
just a black and white smushy picture.
Check out page 5.
I taped a picture of your head on it.
That could be us.
Oh, God.
Okay, a few years ago, a while back now, if you're a hockey fan, you remember this. Patrick Stefan missed an empty net against the Oilers. Here, I'll play the audio here.
Stefan steals it. He's got an empty net and a gimme. Oh, and he missed the net.
So he misses an empty net. The Oilers come back the other way.
The one, they come the other way and they score. They tie the game to put forth at overtime. It was Rocky Torres.
Here, I'll play the rest for you.
Down and with 8 seconds left, here come the Oilers. Socorro, Ryan Smith, in front to Hemsky. He scores.
Hemsky.
Dude misses an empty net. Oilers tie it up. Well, it happened again in a Swedish league.
Same guy?
No, not the same guy. What makes this one funny, though, is the commentators. The Swedish commentators. Give this a listen here. Anyway, the other team didn't come back.
It sounds like an Italian league.
Yeah, well, it says it's a Swedish league. I mean, I'm not exactly Joe Language, but I'm assuming that's Swedish.
What do you got, Rita?
I got nothing. I'm trying to stay calm and not throw my computer out onto Osborne so someone can drive it over. Because it's completely frozen.
Just give it one of these.
I hit the control delete like 7 times and it won't even reboot. Like, it doesn't make sense. It just...
Hang on. I don't even want to talk about it. Let's call IT real quick. Hi, IT.
Did you try reboot is what we'll get.
Yeah, he just said, did you try rebooting it?
It won't reboot. Okay, the only way I can do it is if I turn off the tower and then I run the risk of turning off Philly's tower because they're side by side and I have no idea whose is which.
Okay, hang on. Did you hear that? Okay. He says, try rebooting it.
Yep, sounds like our IT guy.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily
or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.